Good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers. God is good.
I hear your voice. I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your walls. I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, you need a touch. I can work with what you got.
A little faith goes a long, long way. Father God, my prayer this morning is your disciples, your apostles came to you and they said, Lord, increase our faith. They said, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. So if the apostles and disciples of Jesus knew that they could come to him and ask him and rely upon him to increase their faith, you can too. The difference, only difference being between then and now is that a lot of things that took place in the Old Testament, people think you don't need them today. And you don't. If you stay, keep close to Jesus. When I say keep close to Jesus, I'm not talking about just running around here saying, oh, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. That has to be true for you to maintain your relationship. But how many of you know it takes more than an I love Jesus to get to be where you got to be in Christ? Can I get maybe just three people to put, I realize that in the chat room. I realize that. Just three. Realize what? That it takes more than just I love Jesus to be where you have to be in Christ Jesus. Only two people realize that. That's interesting. Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, because if you don't realize that, guess what? You're never going to get there. Number one, it takes faith. It takes faith to the uttermost. If you don't have Jesus and you run around here saying, if you don't have faith and you run around here saying, oh, I love Jesus, you are lying. And it's bad when you lie to yourself, because then you believe your own lies. And then the devil can have a field day with your life. He can have a field day with the supposed walk. You're supposed to be walking in the Lord, and you're really not. Because, see, the world gonna tell you and try to make you believe in it. Well, how does the world do that? By trying to make you believe in yourself more than you believe in Jesus. Before you try to make you believe in yourself more than you believe in the power of God. And the world has done a pretty convincing job of that, if you want to know the truth. And Jesus says to you and I, Jesus says it, why call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? How can you call him Lord, Lord? Oh, I love Jesus, and not do what he says. And some of us, some of you, it's a habit. It has become a religious habit. Now, don't think I have anything against religion. I don't, except that God told me, the Holy Spirit, rather, said that more people come to Christ through religion than any other way. So I'm not to bash religion. Religion is what draws you and brings you to Christ Jesus in many, many cases. And many other cases, religion stunts people, cuts them right off, because they, with their I love Jesus, don't move one inch beyond religion. I take it that most of you have some stones there. Most of you have some stones. I don't know. I was going to have the same people read, but you see, the stones, this is what I want you to do with your stones. I want you to take one stone. I want you to maintain 12. I want you to maintain. Count out 12 for you, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I want you to count out 12 stones. I did some teaching a while back on each person, believer, today. If we had time to go back in your ancestry, you come out from under one of those 12 traps, remember? So you would have to go back and look at your traits, and you would have to find out which tribe your lineage most resembles the characteristics and the nature. Then you'll find out which tribe you come out from under. But that's not where we are today. Did you count out the 12? I want you to take one more stone. I want you to put that in an envelope, and I want you to mail that to me. I want you to mail me one stone. One rock. And I want you to take the 12 that you have. And for the rest of this year, I just want you to put it in a little container where you can see it. Because all this is a faith builder for you. We're going to build faith, because with where you have to go and what you have to do, you're going to need steady faith. No more wavering up and down, in and out. You're going to need steady faith. So then you're going to mail me one stone, right? Then you're going to get one other stone, and you're going to mark it with a marker or something to designate your tribe. And then you're going to place that one back in the bunch, and you're going to put it on a little something so you can see it the rest of the year. And you're going to mail me one. You got that? Don't make me wait too long. Don't make me wait like I'd be making you wait, because I didn't have enough help. So put that stone in an envelope and send it here. Now, there's something I need. Jennifer R., can you come on now? This is gonna blow your mind when you hear this. It's not gonna blow it. We don't want to blow it. It's just gonna enlarge and expand your faith. Okay. I see you. When you hear this, listen closely. Jennifer, I have your mic open.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Now, don't forget, slow it down, okay?
Okay.
You know, you talk fast.
I get excited.
I know. But I want you to tell your brothers and your sisters this morning about your stepfather and what he had to do for the government. I think it was Ireland. Ireland, the government of Ireland. Please tell them this. Tell them.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My stepfather is Irish. My family, I have family back in Ireland. And he has a position. He's the honorary consul to the Kingdom of Jordan. And he has been doing that for about...
Remember, we're in kindergarten now. Okay,
I'm getting there. So he basically, it's kind of like an ambassadorship. And what he does is he is the representative of Ireland. He lives in Dublin. And anybody who comes to Ireland from Jordan, there are quite a few people actually that move from Jordan to Ireland. He now, wait a minute. Helps them.
Whoa. Where is Jordan, Jennifer? Where
Jordan? Jordan is in the Middle East. It's right by Israel, and it is right along the banks of the Jordan River, across from Israel. And they have entertained the king and queen of Jordan, but they also help everyday people like us who come to Ireland to get reestablished. And have so Ireland has a strong relationship with Jordan, and my stepfather is a liaison between the two countries. And if Irish people are looking to go to Jordan, they go to my stepfather. And back in 2018, there is a very small town. The population is about 600 people, give or take, on the west coast of Ireland in County Tipperary. And that town is called Cluck Jordan. And Cluck is a Gaelic word that means stone. So Stone of Jordan is the loose translation of this town's name. And the town got the name. I actually found something out that's pretty incredible. The town got their name because back in the 13th or 14th century, there was a knight who fought in a crusade in the Holy Land. He came back to Ireland. And he brought a stone with him, this knight did. And he brought a stone from the River Jordan, and he built it into his castle. Therefore, the town became known as Cluck Jordan. These members of the town decided that they wanted to renew their relationship with Jordan. So they reached out to my stepfather to help them with that. And what ended up happening was my stepfather arranged for the town to go to the River Jordan, to the spot that Jesus was baptized, which is also the spot where the Israelites passed over into the Promised Yes. Land led by Joshua.
Yes.
And he got a stone from the river and arranged to have it flown to Ireland on a Royal Air Force jet. The stone was flown over to Ireland. He and my mom brought it to their house, and I was freaking out when they told me this story, which was just at Christmas I found this out. They had the stone in our house in Dublin. And they then journeyed. They drove across the country, my mom and my stepfather, with the stone from the River Jordan. And they presented it in this ceremony with some pomp and circumstance to this town of people on the west coast of Ireland. And the stone is there today. That was. They then sent some Irish people went over to Jordan and spent some time there. So it really fostered communication between the two countries. But I found out about this, I think around Christmas time. And I knew when I heard it, obviously it's incredible. My jaw was on the floor. I was looking at my stepfather and say, you mean this all happened and I didn't know? And I told Dr. Erica about it at the time. And we were laughing about this because we said, we know this is something, but we don't know what. God will show us in time. And it was yesterday afternoon the Holy Spirit reminded me of this story and the prophetic act that my family was involved with of going to get this stone from the very place where we are spiritually and metaphorically crossing over at this point in time.
I'm so excited. You brothers and sisters, let me when Jennifer and I spoke about this yesterday, it confirmed to me. It confirmed. Oh, and then something else happened. Minister Hill, can you press one? I don't know if you're in a position to press one, Minister Hill. I got a text from Minister Hill. I'm going to let her text you. Minister Hill.
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Tell them to text me yesterday.
Well, I didn't. My alarm went off for Tedline yesterday, and I went back to sleep. So I didn't listen first thing in the morning when it was loud. But Thursday, after I did my lesson, okay, it's time to get back to reading to see what God's going to open up to me next. And I started in 2 Kings, and I didn't get no further than chapter 2. Before something caught my attention. And it was the same thing. It was about Elijah and Elisha, how they went back to Beth Jericho, to the Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was. I'm like, why did they go back? Why did they have to cross over? But that's my lesson for Thursday. So I am in the same place crossing that Jordan. Oh, God. And I was so excited when I got up about Thursday that I forgot to listen right away to the TED line because I jumped back in on that lesson I was working on. Mm-hmm. And then later that evening, as I was working, I thought, I had listened to the TED line. I listened, and I was just in awe. We're in the same place. My lesson taking me to the same place God has taken you.
Wow.
You know what?
Yes.
But I'm so, this is so confirming for me. This confirms that God is pleased. You see, it's only one Holy Spirit. But this has been ordained by God when he placed the stars in the sky. Don't you get it? You get it? This was ordained by God before we knew him. And it confirms it. This is not just an incident. You see, I know that everybody that is with my ministry, the ministry God has given me, was sent by God. If you weren't sent by God, you couldn't take all this heat. I know. I know you couldn't take it. And sometimes I be praying for you because I feel sorry for you. Say, God, I know you're taking them through. You know? I feel sorry for you and keep me from feeling sorry for myself. Okay. Because I know this heat is hot. This heat is hot. But now I'm going to give you the significance of it. Read, you got your song, right? You got your And I remember Brother Joe and I were in, remember when we were going to the reservation and the guy gave you that big rock out that Great Lake, Brother Joe? And I still have it over there. A man walked up to Brother Joe when we were in some part of Minnesota, going on up into Canada to the reservation. And he told Brother Joe, he said, what did he tell you? Take this rock, keep it. I want you to have it. And he gave Brother Joe the rock. And the man just went on.
Wow.
You see, where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. The people that have labored with God, you're about to be blessed. Trust Jesus. You're about to be blessed. The people with my ministry, I know everybody can't take my ministry because everybody can't take me. And I can't take them either. So we even. Meaning, God got somebody spiritually yoked to take you to where you got to go. Unless you're not going anywhere. If you're not going anywhere, then you don't need them anyway. But it is not a coincidence that God stopped Minister Hill where he did. We'll hear the results on Thursday. And that Jennifer's stepdad went and got a rock from the Jordan for a town. And did you hear what she said? Did you hear what she said? It was a night. Remember God told us, fight like a night?
Fight like a night.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming together. It God, and this is what I know. God does nothing where he'll just throw you in the middle. Mm-mm. God builds a strong foundation, especially in himself. Remember the disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us how to pray. Right? And Jesus said, "What?" When the disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us how to pray, what was the result of that? The Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6. If you go to Matthew 6, you're going to see about Matthew 6 and somewhere around Matthew 6 and 6, Matthew 6 and 5, something like that. The Lord, teach us how to pray. They went to the Lord and they said, increase our faith. But you see, everything Jesus did, taught. You will find the core of it in that Old Testament. You will find the miracles. You will find the signs. You will find the wonders. And you will find the instructions from God. Same instructions Jesus got. Same instructions Jesus had to follow. That's why the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. God just adapts it. God just makes it fit in the time frame so it'll work now. Quantum, this or however you want to look at it, DNA recognition, generational stuff, it's all there. But what is great when God takes it from there and makes it alive in your life today? And it is a blessing, it is a honor, and it is so wonderful to live in that type of adventurous, that type of faith-filled life. And when the disciples came to Jesus, what they say? Increase our faith. Increase our faith. And then the Bible says that God takes us from glory to glory to glory. And I could say God takes us from faith to faith to faith. That's why your faith must grow. You must mature in Christ in order to reap the benefits of serving Christ. You must be what? Mobile. You must be what? Changeable. Not changing of the laws. Those don't change. And the principles don't change. But the activation, and the way you abide. That word is always in the Bible, abide. The way you abide in what God has for you today is not how Abraham Lincoln abode in what God had for him in the 1800s. You follow me? That's why you have to grow. But God gives you indicators. God gives you, and those are signs too. When God gives you signs, you're in the right place. You're doing the right thing. Proceed on. Or, like he had to tell the apostles from time to time, even himself, remember? When he met the woman at the well, Jesus had gone another way just so he could keep that appointment that was made for him by God in his destiny. He had to meet the woman at the well. So he had to go that route at that time in that exact manner. Why? So that the word of God could be fulfilled. The angels are watching us do what? Fulfill the plans and purposes in the word of God. So this, to me, is life-confirming. And let me tell you why. You're there Donna, maybe you could go over there. I don't want to say, see what we're doing? Your spirit's being activated. Yay! Your spirit, man, is being activated. Activated by who? The Holy Ghost and the Word of God? By the Word of God. You're not where you were yesterday. You in anticipation. Spiritually, you done crossed over. But now the natural got to follow. Now, see, after this, I can teach the spirit realm, which is what I've been wanting to teach for a long time. But until you got to where God said we could do it, I had to wait. And you had to wait. You wouldn't have wanted to miss this for nothing in the world. Uh-uh. Why? Because your spirit man is exploding. And by that I mean your spirit man is coming alive. Remember, I told you, you have to be a God-made man or a God-made woman. And that's what you want to be. Because the Bible says that everything is going to pass away. But the only thing that's going to remain steadfast and sure is what? The Word of God. The Word of God. And it ain't with your lips, I love you, Jesus. Uh-uh. It's with your heart emanating from it, your true feeling, your true understanding of God. Now, you got those stones there? I want you to lay hands on those stones, your hands. You ready? And say, I will never. Say it. I will never be stony again.
Be stony again.
Never.
Never.
I will never be stony again.
I will never
no
be stony
stone
again.
Will penetrate my heart. No stones.
No stone
will penetrate my soul.
Heart. No stone.
I crossed over them. I'm being built on a sure foundation, both spiritual, financial, relational, in every way. Now, let me see here. Okay, Donna, press one so I can see where you are. And the reason I want Donna to read this is because of the law. You understand it? Lawyers have the anointing of Moses' ability. Not Moses, of Moses' ability. Moses wrote the law. God wrote the law, the Ten Commandments, on top of Mount Sinai. But Moses was the giver, that's my point, of the law. Now, I need you, Donna, to read chapter 5, Joshua 5. That's where we are right now.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joshua 5. Thank you, Jesus.
Read slow and loud.
Okay, thank you. And it came to pass, all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Their heart melted. They were afraid to the point that it robbed them of their courage. It robbed them in terms of the Israelites. They were through. Neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel, because of the fact that God dried up a river for them. Can you get this? Keep going now.
Okay. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness, by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed. Because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass when they had done circumcising all the people that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal, glory be to God, unto this day. Glory be to God. Children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come forth. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, thank you, Jesus, and did worship, and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? Thank you, Jesus. And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place there whereupon, whereon,
Go ahead.
I'll read it again. I'll read 15 again because I'm starting to get hot. The Holy Spirit. Okay. And the captain. Okay. Can I go back to 13? Is it okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Take your shoes off right now. Take your shoes off. Hurry up. I ain't got much time. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. Lay your hand on your heart right now. With your shoes off your feet. Take your shoes off. Lay your hand on your heart. lay your right hand on your heart, and then lay your left hand on top of your right hand. And I want you to receive this prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now I ask you, circumcise every heart. Lord God, we don't go through a physical or a natural circumcision, but Father, the same way you took Saul and converted him to Paul in those 3 days by the circumcision of his heart, I'm asking you this morning, circumcise our hearts. Cut away all the excess around these stony hearts and turn them into soft and pliable and tender hearts in your hand, Father God, this morning. I'm asking you to do a spiritual circumcision on the heart of each person under my breath. In the name of Jesus, I want you all to go into Eve. I want you to allow God to trim all the excess off your heart in the spirit. This is a spiritual exercise, but you have your shoes off your feet in reverence to the fact of the holiness of God, in reverence to the fact that the very ground you're standing on, because you're standing on it, because you are the tabernacle, the temple of God's dwelling place. Father God, circumcise their hearts this morning. Circumcise every heart. Cut off the excess around the heart, even the natural hearts. Heal natural hearts and heal, save, deliver hearts. Lord God, there's a heart in the bowels. Circumcise the whole heart in the body. There's a heart in the brain. Circumcise it this morning. Thank you, Father. Circumcise our hearts this morning. Circumcise the heart. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for circumcision. Thank you, God. Circumcise the hearts this morning. Circumcise. Cut off all that excess. Make those hearts soft and tender and pliable. You see, God, the battle is over the heart. But you won. Now give them a new, soft, tender, and pliable. Take away all the bad memories. Circumcise that heart. Give them a new heart. Circumcise the heart. Keep crossing over into a new heart, into a new life, into a new love, a whole heartfelt, body felt love of you, God, from a new heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Let me hear the worshiper! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
To our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and give praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Praise. It's to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
One accord.
pray, every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
God.
Let's take it up one more time.
Every praise.
Come on, everybody.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Erica, first name, enjoy your new heart.